Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, we've been pretty nippy here for a couple of days, going into frost warnings.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So far, there hasn't been any severe damage, and now we're going to get a few warm days coming in again. Not really Indian summer, but I'll take it.
A little bit long for a little bit longer.
Yes, yes. And so it's been interesting because the leaves are looking so pretty right now already. I mean, yeah, yeah. I just love the fall, you know, manifesting. It's just so amazing. And did do some decorations for Halloween. Not as many as I normally do because of my little infirmity here with my thumb, but got it going on, okay?
Peace, puppies, you know? There's obstacles in our way, and we just got to take it piece by piece.
Now, with the pandemic, I don't know how many trick-or-treaters you're going to have, but every year I get some, and I belong to this thing with Southeast Roanoke, which is where I live, and they actually give a map to the families before Halloween comes to let them know which streets are Halloween friendly and all that stuff. So I know I'm going to get some. So I just want to have some nice candy for them, you know, sit outside for a couple hours and help them celebrate with their little costumes on. We have a lot of little children in my area, so it's kind of nice.
Well, that'll be fun. You know, a little bit of normality in this crazy time.
Absolutely. Well, I want to just take this opportunity to thank you so much for being the co-creatress of this show. I went on and looked at our statistics today. We're about to go to 73,000 listens since we started.
Wow.
If it works, don't fix it, right?
That's it. If it works, great. I want to take this time to thank all those 73,000 who have called in, listened, and really supported us, too, as well, you know.
Absolutely. And yes.
We wouldn't be here. So thank you. I hope we have helped each and every one of you to uplift your life in some way, shape, or form.
Yes. Yes. We have so many amazing people calling to the show and stuff, and I'm so thankful for this opportunity. In the age that we live in, especially now, the pandemic, we still have the ability to communicate with anybody, anytime, any place. I can remember when I was in college, every time I made a long-distance call from California to Massachusetts, there was a price tag. Now we have cell phones where it's unlimited. Really? I want to count my blessings, too. Okay?
The beauty of the technology of today is that we can communicate in many different ways, and we can connect with others in many different ways, and that's a beautiful thing all over the world.
I know a lot of us are struggling not being able to see those we love in person, but at least you have the ability to share, and that is sometimes the most important thing.
It is.
So what do you think about this chart tonight? Kind of weird, isn't it?
Heavy, heavy. I shouldn't say that. Okay. But it is, it has a little bit more of a somber tone to it, or a heaviness to it, that people are carrying at this point in time. And the one thing that I laughed at as far as your blurb that you put out was that you said everybody's really getting sick and tired of these sudden changes.
Oh yeah.
And it's so true. Okay. But we're not finished with them. So.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's been trying to do the best they can and kind of like bring in their higher self and balance energies and stuff. But it's just been such a long tour, you know. I just bless everybody that's persevering through what they're going through right now, knowing, again, the only thing constant is change. And it will change again. And it'll be okay. It's just a matter of getting through.
And it is. You know, the thing is that when you're in a holding pattern like we are right now, you know, that sustained T-square, okay, when you're in that holding pattern, you really have to look at options. And it is all about accepting that, okay, we're just going to have to wait for things to shift again, but let's look at options. Let's look at different things. Let's experience different things and not focus on just sitting and waiting for that shift again. Because, again, here with Mercury retrograde, especially in Scorpio, there's lots of unusual things that can be revealed if you're looking at this time. And the Mercury in Scorpio is really an interesting creature within itself. It looks at a whole different perspective of how to transform and change. So you've already got that research, that curiosity, okay, with the Mercury in Scorpio. So it's all about leaning into it and going, well, you know, I'll just set that aside for a while, and I'll lean into this. Let's see where this new exploration goes here. And, you know, start looking and researching and doing different things that are more proactive as far as your thought process is concerned instead of your actions. Because Mars is retrograde. It's going to be retrograde till November 13th, I think it is, or 14th, one or the other. So we still have a time
right.
period
yep.
where our actions are kind of, you know, not moving in any good place. Let me put it that way, not for our satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when it goes direct after that, then we're going to start to see that change again. So here again, I'm just saying be curious. Be the researcher right now. I think it's a really good time to explore options.
I so agree. I couldn't agree more. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I have to tell you that this is the season that I love the most. And when I look around me and I see the beauty of nature, it does something special to calm me, you know, to calm me, but also gently excite me, all right? It's such a different feeling. Living down in Florida for all the years, because when I was down there with you, you know, it was like a long time without those seasons, and I really missed them, and that's one of the things I was happy to reclaim here. I'm not going to say I love winter. I like winter. I like just snow at Christmas. That's it.
It's your Christmas to get the rest over with.
But like here, it's springtime. Everything flowers in like 1 week. All of a sudden, you know, the green starts to show up, and all of a sudden you walk out and look at your front porch one morning, and it's like there's flowers everywhere. And I just like that diversity. It just serves me, the kind of person that I am. But anyway, that being said, I like the fall too because, again, it's just so darn pretty.
You know, and it really is great of all those transformations and changes. It really shows us in life that nature transforms and changes and that everything is always moving and always shifting and always making different perspectives. So it is, you know, kind of interesting when you look at this time period to see how intense and how these different perspectives are really being exposed and put out there at this point in time. I happen to personally like it when things come, you know, are churned over and looked at deeper. So, but this is what it's all about right now.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a few people holding on. We probably should see what we can do to help them tonight.
Okay, how about we do that?
Echo 978, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Lousy. That's why I'm calling.
And who is this?
What, hon? What? Okay.
And who are we speaking with?
I've called in before. You have my information. It's under Kathleen, and it's, I was born in Lowell, 84. What, hon?
I knew that. You were the Lowell girl. I said, I bet you this is.
Yes, 7:14 a.m.
Gotcha.
And I have a question about a relationship with someone born on 2/29/56, a leap year. Don't have the time, but also Lowell, Mass.
What was the year again?
56.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take a look at that for you.
Big blowout today. Had several blowouts. Threw the person out of my house. I was told, well, I don't want to say it on air.
You don't need to. Let's take a look at it and see what's going on. This is a volatile time right now for a lot of people. And so I can understand how disarming this can be. Now, we do have a time on you, although we don't have a time on that person. Okay.
Yeah.
And their Saturn does sit on your moon, okay, in Sagittarius. So because of that, there are some trines and blessing lines that are showing up in your chart tonight. But again, my feeling is that's why you have tried to secure this relationship, okay? How long have you been seeing this person?
Yes, I have.
They were right on my computer. I brought them up. They were right on my computer already. How long have you been seeing them?
Well, I knew him when I was 17, went to my prom. He got married, I got married, and then he looked me up 5-6 years ago. So 5-6 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I used to live in Lowell, correct?
Yes. He's in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And he actually moved into a new apartment yesterday.
Okay. All right. But you know, when people break up with both Mercury and Mars retrograde, I'm not sure if that's going to stick, by the way.
There you go.
That's my first instinct about the matter. When people make decisions with two major planets retrograde, Mercury's planet communication, Mars' planet passion and doing, when this happens during a retrograde cycle, it's usually a passage and not an absolute. What do you think?
What, hon? You there?
I said, this is... Can you hear me?
You're breaking up. You're cutting in and out. I think we're losing her. On again, off again.
Okay. Well,
are you here?
Kathleen?
Hello? I'm here.
There you are. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are.
Okay.
Okay, so you said this will stick? Or
this will not stick.
What won't stick? The anger or... the relationship.
This is not an absolute. This is not an absolute. This is passage. Now, you're about to go through your Venus return.
I don't know what you mean.
Return.
is this going to stick as a relationship or not going to stick as a relationship?
The blowout will not stick.
So it's going to pass.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going through your Venus return, okay? You've been going through your Venus return for 2 weeks now, okay? And because of that, again, this is a time to reevaluate. There is a reason that things got a little bit volatile. See, the problem with Mars being retrograde in Aries is that people have to choose if they want to react or respond. If you react, you have a temporary breakup, you have a blowout. If you respond, you can change the energy because Mars is in Aries, and Aries is not just the sign of the ram, it's also the sign of the lamb. So you can walk back in there gently. You can renegotiate this if that's what you desire, or you can give it a rest until these plans move forward by the middle of November, but I don't think it's over.
Well, this is the deal. He's an AA, okay? And I was having wine. He was watching the football game here, and I was going to make dinner. And he just moved into a new apartment, and he feels, oh, God, I have all these friends from the program, and one bought him a microwave, and they all helped him with his furniture and blah, blah, blah. I've put on weight. Well, so has he. But I've been stuck in this apartment with no car for 3 years after back surgery. He told me I was fat. And lost my looks, and he doesn't like me drinking wine, and I'm thinking, and he's heavy, and I gave him a hard time about his weight after he started on me, and I was very embarrassed that the neighbors would hear, and I just feel that, does he want to drink?
It sounds to me like he's going through a period of starting over, and maybe he's embracing, you know, the loss of his addiction and bringing some of those people closer to him, because we are all in insecure times right now. So I don't know if it's as personal as it came across, but because this relationship is not something new, okay, this has been a long-standing relationship. And so I think it's negotiable if you choose that. If you feel that deeply insulted, you have to decide what you want to do about it.
The problem
when people make these decisions under a retrograde, when people make these decisions under a retrograde, it's usually past issues that are showing up, okay, not present issues so much so.
The problem is, after back surgery, I had to sell my car 3 years ago. So I depend on him when he's not working for rides, and I hate it. I hate depending on anyone. And he knows that he has me because of that. And I didn't know if you saw something else coming up for me, that I would get rides to where I need to go without him.
Well, first of all, I do think there's options as far as those rides are concerned. I think that by doing some due diligence and some research, I think you can find a way to navigate through that. But this is all about, and on both of your sides, I'm going to say, this is all about your self-worth, okay? Right there, by you hate having to be dependent on him.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening at this point in time of that is there's a certain resonant energy of bitterness that goes across it. He's a Pisces mm-hmm. sun, okay? So he feels this energy as well, and there's a certain amount of, on both of your side, independence that both of you two need. And you're not having that at this point in time. I think a lot of what he's saying to you is a mirror of himself, is what he's trying to trying to do here, okay? So
yes.
he does realize his own flaws, but he's going to pick on your flaws so he doesn't have to look on his. So he can justify his pain here, okay? So he can be okay with it. And what I'm trying
I'm
to
I'm not
say
sure I get it. I just need you to say it in layman's terms. It's like, so he feels that he needs to be independent and I should be too?
Yeah, I do feel that both of you two have some strong dual signs, okay? And with both of those, you have to have your own independence and can't be solely relying on each other, okay? And so here again with this process, what I'm trying to say is it's all about both of you talking about what's bothering each one of you or what deeper concerns are there. Because, again, I think there's a strong fear factor with this guy, and I think he's manifesting a lot of his fears on you, and you're doing the same to him here. It's about the conversation.
What's his fear, though?
Again, of not being worthy. He has a low self-worth.
Yes.
Okay. He doesn't value himself for all the beautiful things that he has. And so here again, you've got this struggle within him to try and build himself up. And in that same case here, what I'm trying to say as a result of this, it's more of asking questions. Okay? It's more of generalizing the terms instead of, you know, when he calls you fat. So, well, there must be something more to that because I was fat when you met me. Okay? Something to that extent. Okay? And ask him to look deeper or more. What is bothering him today? Not the consistency of this, this, and this. Because what he's manifesting out here with his words aren't really what the truth is. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat. It's kind of complicated to me. I'll be honest. It's a little complicated. I don't know.
Have that analytical mind, okay? Use it more for curiosity now, okay? Again, like Aphrodite said, if you're going to break up under a Mercury retrograde, especially with a Mars retrograde on top of it, this whole thing is coming back at you. So prepare for it. Know how you're going to address the circumstances. Take a different approach and ask more questions instead of going on the accusation. Does that make sense?
Well, I guess my question is, will he get in touch with me? I don't want to be the one to crawl back. I don't deserve the things he said to me. And it was in my house.
Right, your territory. Well, again, you have to say to yourself, where is the love? I see there's codependency here on both sides.
You know what,
okay?
You're right. There's more codependency than love. At least on my side.
And that's why you need to find a way to liberate yourself and find another way to get a ride, number one, just so you don't
feel like you're coming from a place of lack anymore.
I deal
with elder services. I have a caseworker, but where I have problems with my balance after back surgery, they're responsible if I fall, if they take me out. So I'm stuck. And here where I live in subsidized housing, they used to give you a ride to doctor's appointments and the grocery store for $3, but they stopped it because of COVID. So it's like I'm really stuck.
Right.
And I
so
had
you're
to
gonna
sell
need
my
more
car
delivery
after back
with
surgery.
The grocery store. You're going to need more delivery with the grocery store. Certain things can be delivered to your door. It's been that way since COVID started. The doctor's appointment, that is the thing. You might have to get a cab. You might have to do it another way. You need to have in your mind, I don't need him for this, okay? Because otherwise you're going to feel victimized, and you don't do well with that, dear.
Yeah,
okay?
You're right.
Okay. So I would go ahead and start to set up your schedule with your doctor's appointments. I'd look at who's going to deliver groceries to your door. And I would find a way around this so that if he does come back your way, you are going to come from more of a place of confidence than feeling victimized by this argument. It's not serving you. It's putting you into a depression. I don't like it.
I don't either, and I get you now.
Yep.
I really get what
yep.
you're saying, Aphrodite.
Yep.
I get it.
And you can do this. You have enough Leo. You have enough Leo to roar like a lion or purr like a kitten, and that choice is yours, honey. Okay? just find alternatives. And
how's he feeling? Is he going
to
feel like, you know, since he's not seeing me, he misses me and he shouldn't have said what he said, or does it not faze him?
I think that he's just going through a big change. He just moved, okay? And he
yeah,
is
but he's
trying
been
to
like
hold
this
on to his
for
recovery.
A while.
I know, but he's trying to hold on to his recovery too, okay? And so he's trying to create that new him. And he's in a retrograde cycle too. So he's back and forth. He's not as secure as he pretends to be either, okay? So that's what part of this is about. And I so agree with Jacqueline. He's reflecting what's going on with him onto you. Now, most people that I read, and Jacqueline and I do readings every day, most people either gained or lost weight during COVID because of the stress factors, okay?
Yeah.
Food is
yeah.
much of an addiction as alcohol or drugs. People want comfort food when they're stressed out. They're trying to calm down the adrenaline rush. I get that. So this is a difficult cycle for everyone. Unfortunately, he decided to reflect his stuff on you, and you had to come
mm-hmm.
back and defend yourself and re-aggress because you're no damn chicken, honey. Okay?
No, I'm not.
No.
But I don't want to fight with people. I know
no,
what you're saying. I'm not a chicken.
So you choose not to fight. You can only have a fight if both people put their fisticuffs on, okay? Say, I would send him something that's very, very innocuous. I would send him a text or email and say,
oh, we haven't been friends on Facebook forever, so he blocked me months and months ago, even though we see each other. So I can't even message him, and I'm not going to call him.
So this
him.
Has been going, this was not just one blowout then. This relationship
oh, no.
deteriorating for
he
a
doesn't
while.
Like me having wine. He's in the program. But it's, I don't know. And, you know, when I met him, he would drink. And I said, I've seen you shit-faced plenty of times. You've never seen that in me. And I know he has not. And he goes, don't bring back the past on me. I said, well, then don't throw anything in my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to recommend two things for you. One, get yourself more independent because the codependency is not serving you. And
you're right.
See what happens
you're right.
Next.
You're right.
Now, if you can send him an email, you can send him a text on his phone. Just say, I don't know why we got out of control. I just want you to know that I really care about you. And I'm here and I'll find a new way.
No, but I don't love him, Aphrodite. I don't. I think I did as a kid when we went to my prom, what have you, and when we first started dating. But I think I depend on him more than anything. And I need the company because I'm stuck in this apartment every day. So it's not real love to me.
All right. Then you have to let it go. And this is your
yeah.
opportunity to look at other options. And
the man
go
I
and
love
do his
just
own thing.
Called when I was on the phone with you. I got a beep. And we used to live together. I've known him for 20-something years. And we were in a relationship and this and that. His name is Larry. What I'd give to be with him again, but it's not going to happen.
But this is a retrograde cycle, and we do have to go to the next caller. It's a retrograde cycle.
Yeah,
you have
to find You spend so much time with me.
New ways to bring yourself back. So you feel like you are self-dependent. In other words, that you can make it happen when you need to, because it's going to give you much more courage. And maybe he does need to go to somebody that does really love him then. You know, maybe it's not fair for you to hold on.
Well, I need someone who really loves me, too.
I know.
You know.
But love yourself first right now. Take care of you first. Okay?
Okay.
And you keep us posted, babe, because we're on your side. Okay?
Okay, ladies. Thank you. Love you
both.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 256, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly,
how are
from
you?
Georgia. How the heck are you, girl?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Doing well.
Hanging in there, doing the best I can, as fast as I can, as usual, Kim.
I hear you. I hear you.
So what can we do for you tonight?
Do you need my birthday, 11570? You got me? Or?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Are you going to be in Tucker, Georgia for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. Take a look at it.
We want to know everything.
my question is, I keep wondering, you know, in reference to my career, and I think y'all talked about my career before, but, you know, I had been putting in applications for different types of jobs and looking at school, and what happened was this in August, the job that came to me was teaching again, and I'm just trying to figure out from a soul perspective. It's like I mean I'm doing this because I'm paying bills, and I don't mind doing it, but there's no passion for it anymore, and I'm just wondering why would I be in something that I don't have a passion for, you know?
It's a stepping stone, Kimberly. This is just a stepping stone during the retrograde. By the middle of November, it's going to change. And it's going to change again at the end of November when Neptune goes direct in your 10th house of career. You're in a situation right now where you are using what you know is stable to get through this retrograde cycle. How wise are you to do that? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Okay. With everything she said, including the stepping stone, you're still in a full transformation and change as far as your career is concerned. One of the things you don't have right now, which you will get after your birthday, is the answer of what to do next. You're in that holding pattern, and you settle. And I agree. I commend you, because security and safety at this point in time was the best you could do. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You do not have all the answers yet of where the universe is leading you to. This answer will come. Uranus is going to be in your 10th house of your career next year, and it's going to suddenly make a change. So there is an answer to the question, but it's not right now. So
okay.
I know you're bored. You know, the South Node is in your 5th house. All that creativity has gone downhill with that teaching thing. You know,
yep.
I understand that, okay? But find the joy in the day, because you're purposeful in the moment and you're doing a job that is very purposeful today. You have a Cancer moon coming up. So you are that nurturer, and you are giving that nurturing to those who you are teaching, okay? So think about it that way a little bit and have a little brighter of a day, even though it may be mundane and really not creative at all.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, you're serving others because you don't know how to do it any way else, Kimberly. You know?
Right.
And And you know what? You are fulfilling a purpose while you're waiting for your ship to come in, so don't be at the airport.
I like that. I'm going to use that. I like
and
that.
You'll be able to launch again, but this is good because what you're doing is, number one, you're treading water, but you're still afloat. So just go with it until some of these retrogrades pass. And you're going to see the benefit on the other side of this. And you have probably no idea how many little souls that you're teaching you touch. And they will remember you for a long time because you are a very good teacher. Okay?
Thank you.
So
thank you for that.
So you're making a treasure. And at some point, they'll come back looking for you. Where was she? She was my favorite teacher. Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, love.
Better.
We always love talking to you. You're such a sweetheart.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Thank you both. Y'all have a great evening.
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice. She's so gifted. Whew. Every time I see her chart, it just blows me away.
Intense.
Oh, that Scorpio. Yeah. See, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Get code 405, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Can you all hear me?
Sylvia, yes, we can hear you.
How are you? Okay, because I got my earplugs in. I was like, let me make sure. Hi, ladies. How are you all doing on this great Sunday?
Doing awesome.
If I was any better, I'd be twins, Sylvia.
Okay.
Now, I know you don't live in Memphis anymore. Where do you live now?
I am still in Memphis. I'm still here.
She's just thinking because you know you want to get away from there, and she's just vibing.
You know I do.
Picking up on that.
And as soon as I can, I shall. As soon as I have the finances where I can do that, I will. I will. And I'm going like, okay, it's timing. So the Aries have to be patient. 4461.
Yep.
5:51 a.m. Memphis. But you know what? Mars is retrograde in your sign right now. Okay? Your sun sign. And it doesn't move forward until the 14th, 15th of November. So this is your time to say, what can I do? Not that I will do. It's the time to look at your options, okay? And your Saturn return is right on you before the close of the year. So to close the year, when both Jupiter and Saturn go into Aquarius, your Jupiter is an Aquarius in your birth chart. You are going to do an amazing launch in 2021, I guarantee you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I couldn't have said it any better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here again, this time period for you is interesting because, you know, I know it's frustrating just hanging out, okay? But until mid-November when Mars goes direct, that's all you're allowed to do. So I agree with Aphrodite. Do the research. You know, start looking and start planning, start doing everything else because you're just stopped in your tracks right now. But then after the mid-November, after that started talking about Jupiter and Saturn and all of that, you're going to, again here, big launch. So anticipate your dreams and start planning for it and start doing the research for it because, again, it's right on top of you. This next year is going to be a really interesting year. Major transformations and changes for you this next year.
Okay. And I mean, absolutely. That's what I have been doing. It's like hanging out. It's like no motivation, uninspired. I'm going like, oh, my God, I've never felt like this before in my life.
But see, what's going on right now, too, is that Neptune has not sat on your Mercury in this lifetime. Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith, hasn't sat on this star for 165 years. you need to work on envisioning, okay? So you seem to think that you want something to manifest immediately. No, no, no. It's about feeding the dream, my dear, right now. Feed the dream. See yourself where you want to be. See yourself where you need to be. See where you can bring your spiritual gifts to the world in the way that you desire, and keep that vision clear. Okay?
Okay. I had this, I don't even know how to put it. I'm just going to just give a short synopsis of it. Is this a farming, homesteading couple, and I look at their, they're one of my favorite couples. I look at their YouTube video. She's pregnant. They were saying, what is the baby going to be, a girl or a boy? And I just all of a sudden just kept seeing blue, like a blue. I'm like, okay, maybe that's my imagination. So the day that they were getting ready to announce it, I didn't think on it or nothing. Blue just popped up. I was just like, that hadn't. And so they revealed that it was like, it's going to be a boy. Because they didn't know, but they were revealing this particular day. And I was just, that was just
very
interesting. The blue is
boy, it's girls. We know that.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, I kept seeing blue.
I love it.
Even before they announced it, blue was just popping up in my.
Sweet.
I kept seeing blue or blue blanket, like. You know, I was like, wow, this is the first time this has happened.
Oh, I love that for you, honey. That's so cool,
yeah.
Sylvia. That is so cool. Yeah.
So in this incarnation, my question today is, in my this previous incarnation, where is it in my chart that says the careers that I should look at? Because I don't want to just get stuck on one. So what am I incarnated in this lifetime to the careers that I'm supposed to be looking at and pursuing, so I just won't be peeing in the wind and spinning my wheels and not being focused? I want to be focused. Like, this is the things that I can look at to pursue that will bring me. My thing is to have financial stability, financial security, in doing what I love to do. That's the big one of the biggest things for me lately. Please stop.
Well, you must be the leader, not the follower. And you're in your Saturn return right now. And in your natal chart, Saturn is in Capricorn, your 10th house, of you being either administrative or owning your own business, okay? But Capricorn says you must have credentials for this, okay? You have to have visibility, integrity, notoriety, where people can find you, and that's where you need to be. But you're very psychic. You're extremely psychic. But more than that, you are deeply compassionate. You have such a pure, unconditional loving spirit in you, Sylvia. However you serve the public, no matter what way you choose to do it, you are going to be amazing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. The reason why Aphrodite also answered it that way is because I know my little Aries friend here. You want to boil down to that root. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a nurse, I'm a dot, 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 okay?
Yeah.
That's not how that works for you, okay? Some people, okay, and some people, their charts, they're assigned a specific job on this earth, okay? But that's the minority of the people on this earth, and you are not in the minority, I guarantee you. On this particular case.
I love it.
Okay.
So what this is all about is it's how do you want to serve? Aphrodite was talking about that intuitive ability that you have, okay? And it's about not defining it. It's about trusting the journey, okay? You don't have to have that title or position to have a security blanket, okay? Because what you have in your second house of personal finances is Taurus. And there is nothing in that house. That does not mean that you won't have any money throughout your life. And what that means is that money is not your main issue in life, okay? You want to be valued by others more than you want the almighty dollar, is what I'm trying to say. So what I'm saying here is, how can I be of service? Because you have Pluto and your North Node in your sixth house of day-to-day work in Virgo. And what that does is it makes you of service to others. So I want you to look at this a little differently of how can I be of service, okay, and not look at a job title position. And by doing that, you will find your passion. And in your passion, the money will come. It's just not the way that you're doing it at this point in time. And I want you to change your pattern, and you'll see everything else will change again. Because there's just not one job, duty, responsibility, or obligation that you're meant here to do, except for nurture and care for others. Really, again, using that intuitive ability of yours and going deep within others to really make them a better person is really what you're here about.
Okay.
I totally agree with Jacqueline, but I want to put it in very simple terms. Follow me, Sylvia. It's about the mission. It's about the mission. Okay? When you realize it's about the mission, all right, I was in the medical field for 21 years. I have done spiritual counseling for more than that now. But it was always about helping people through crisis, which is a unique gift. It didn't matter if I was going to the ER, ICU, intensive care burn unit. Now people call me. My phone rings. I hear their voice. I know this is a command performance. Call them right back. I just have that in me. It is about the mission for you, too, okay? Because you want to help other people. Now, I don't know what kind of credentials you have right now. How much college do you have?
I don't have a degree. I got some credits, maybe half a year work somewhere.
Okay.
And that's been quite a while.
I'm going to recommend a couple things for you. If you feel that you need to be able to call yourself a person of a particular profession, coaching right now is big. If you can get a certificate in some kind of coaching, and that gives you what you can put on a website, I have to tell you, there's times you're going to have to close and lock the door because people are going to come. You've got it, okay? Look into getting a coaching certificate or becoming an ordained minister to one of the good metaphysical places that are out there right now so that you can set your spiritual counselor. Because you know what? Then others will decide to come to you, okay? You'll have the courage to put yourself out there. You need something so you can say, this is who I am, that the rest of the world can understand, because you already know you're here to help others. But you want something you can put out to the public and make that ball roll next year. I'm just telling you. Look into it.
Okay. Well, I'm already ordained. Non-traditional. I'm already ordained minister.
Me too.
Honorary.
So then, then you need to put that out there, and you need to say spiritual counselor, okay? Intuitive, whatever you feel confident in, you need to get yourself out there in the public before the end of this year, before Saturn leaves Capricorn. You've got between now and the last week of this year to make something happen, and you can go to Wix.com and even create your own website, and it's free. You need to say, all right, this is what I have. This is what I want to do. I want to help other people. Because you're very aware of your gift, but you feel like you have to prove it to others. Well, you already are ordained. Go for it, girlfriend. Just go for it.
Okay. Well, I already have my spiritual counseling on a Facebook page that someone created for me several years ago. So I'll just start it promoting that more.
Yeah,
you
need more media. You need more connection. You need to get yourself out there. Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I already have business cards. So just, okay.
I love you, girl. This is great. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Don't
I love
be
y'all.
So
Thank
timid
y'all.
About
All right.
this. You're a friggin' Aries. What are you doing?
I don't know. I just been feeling so uninspired since Mars went retrograde in Aries. This and I looked it up, and it was like, you'll feel uninspired, you'll feel sluggish, and I'm going like, oh my God, yes I have, yes I am. So,
but you know what? Other thing you can do with that retrograde, Sylvia, is you can go back to your mental movies of the past and reclaim a time of great inspiration in your life. Retrograde Mercury, retrograde Mars. Go back and remember when you were really inspired and bring that back to life inside yourself.
Okay. I'll do
that. That's going to help you probably more than me talking to you, actually.
No, you just gave me some goals to work on, and you ladies just gave me goals to work on and direction to go in, because I'm like having to push myself to get some type of motivation, some type of inspiration. So I've been like on YouTube listening to different metaphysicians, listening to them, trying to stay, you know, keep my, I don't know, spirituality up, you know, stay, I don't keep that in check.
Good choice.
That's the word I'm trying to, use. So I'll stay there and stay focused, stay grounded, keep the faith, hang on in there, all that stuff that you and Jacqueline speak of. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm
I want to encourage
floor,
you.
Let you all get another. Thank you. I'm going to yield.
I just want to say one more thing before you go.
Wait.
I want to say one more thing before you go, Sylvia. Aries is the I am presence. Okay? I am.
Okay.
Make that your mantra, okay?
All right. Okay, will do.
And check in with us. We love you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you, ladies. I love y'all more.
All right, God bless.
Bye, Sylvia. Bye,
Jacqueline.
Talk to y'all soon. Until next time.
All righty then. God bless.
God bless.
I just love that Aryan fire. There's something so special about it.
There is. I agree.
We got a few minutes left. You want to do one more?
Okay.
Airco 229, you're on the air.
Hi, this is your friend Melvin.
Hey,
Melvin, how are you?
Pretty good. I've been trying to call you all, but the number that's on the website, and it says your line is busy, so I don't know. But I just want to ask you all, I really need some good things to start happening in my life. I'm dealing with like I'm stuck. You know, I'm dealing with a lot of loss of my brother, and also my neighbor. I called the police, and they're supposed to come out and set up some surveillance cameras and see can we prove that's him. Do you all see it's going to work out in my favor?
Well, Mercury is retrograde in Scorpio on your Neptune right now, so I think having protection and surveillance is a good idea. Is it going to bear fruit immediately? probably not for about 3 weeks when the sun moves to that, over your Neptune, but
no, it's tomorrow.
I really don't think you have anything to fear. Okay.
Well,
but I think it's important for you to feel secure. All right?
Yeah.
Now, are you connected with your brother on the other side? Has he tried to speak with you?
No, no, ma'am.
Hmm. Okay.
And then with my neighbor, I'm not worried about, scared of him. It's just that I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I think that your brother is trying to help you from the other side. What do you think, Jacqueline? North Node sitting on his Mars in Gemini.
I do see that. And I'm also going to point out that today Venus is dead on your sun. Okay, which means you do have a guardian angel over your shoulder at this point in time, okay, with this. I like, and what I am going to say about this is that it is a time where I know things weigh heavily on you, okay? That Mercury, your Neptune is just real heavy, okay? But I have to say, movement, finding the joy of the day and the movement. So I don't care what you do, whether you go for walks, whether you just stretch around your house and do different things around there. I don't care what you do. I want you to breathe more and get more movement going around you. And things will start to change as a result of that. This is a great time to say, okay, I know it's not going to get any worse, okay, because I have a guardian angel on my shoulder. So I need to start making things better for myself and being happy with what I have, okay? And it is all about more oxygen, more movement, more walks, more things like that are going to do you better right now.
Yeah, because, see, sometimes lately when I start walking, I have shortness of breath. So I told my doctor, and I'm supposed to see a respiratory therapist, a lung specialist, but they haven't set it up yet at the VA. They're real slow about giving me a doctor. And
I will keep whatever appointment they can make for you. I think, because Jacqueline's seeing this too, that you need more oxygen. You need more, not getting claustrophobic.
Yeah, in this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So getting out and breathing air, trying to take some deep breaths. And do you do yoga, or do you do any kind of like yoga breathing?
Deep breathing, I do. Yes. Deep breathing.
I work on that too. You can get the appointment,
slow.
But do your own thing to help you get through until you can get that appointment. Okay.
Yeah, and see, I've been having this feeling ever since my brother passed away. That, you know, like he had diabetes and other multiple illnesses. And this thought in my mind just keeps saying, like, I'm going to die. And I start saying, go away. You know, whoever sent you, go back to them. And because it makes me feel like, and it scares me, like, you know, that's going to happen for real. And I'm young.
You can create a balance right now.
I'm
because, as Jacqueline pointed out, Venus is sitting on your sun. You don't have to follow your brother's path, okay? You are seeing a doctor. You're trying to help yourself. I think this is a shadow of your grief, and I'm so sorry for your loss, okay? But right now you are protected, okay?
Yeah.
Look at your diet. Look at you getting out and walking a little bit. Look at you breathing better. Do the small things every day until you can get an evaluation, and then you'll know where you're at, okay? But I think this is because you're just so sad because you couldn't be there when he passed, right?
Well, I was outside the door. I started walking out of the hospital because I knew it was going to happen. And when I got to the exit, it just started pouring down rain. I said, well, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I left.
Sometimes you just know.
Sometimes you just know.
But you do need to take good care of you, Melvin, now. Your brother would want you to do that. Okay?
Right. Because I got some people with the VA. Three ladies is trying to help me mentally and help me with different things in my apartment, you know, for my shower.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, and she's trying to help me find a house that will help me. I can be more comfortable. And I won't be in this clutter.
Good.
It's like I'm living in the woods. Like my apartment is just sitting in the middle of chaos. And
right.
I want out.
And you need more order because of your plants in Virgo. Order serves you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. This is a waiting time, so you count your blessings of what you have, again, here, and do what you can as far as breathing is concerned. Again, I have to agree that I think it's your grief talking to you, and I think you're working things out in your head about the grief that's going on, and I'm very sorry about your sorrow, but it is work to get that. It is work to fight that, and I know you can do it. Okay, because here again, it's not the reality of today.
Yeah, and my main concern about with my health, because I've been going to the different doctors with different blood work on my health, and I haven't received the results on some of them. But I don't want to discuss it online, but
you're fine.
It's like,
try giving us a call again, and we will talk to you personally. We're already off the air. I'm going to let you go right now. Now, I am at home, okay, right now, most of the time because I badly injured my left arm. And my home number is 540-613.
Okay. I'm going to find something right
away. You're fine. You're fine. Not to worry.
4-0. Okay.
6-613.
Okay.
1070.
1-0-7-0. Okay.
Okay. And Jacqueline's number, so you have that too. I think you have it, but let me give it to you again. It's 772.
Okay.
286.
Okay.
2720.
Two, seven, two,
zero.
Zero. You know, I've been dialing the wrong number.
That's what we thought. Now, I want to tell you that I'm going to be here in the morning, all morning tomorrow, before I go for treatment. So you can call me, the number I gave you. And Jacqueline, she's pretty busy. She just got back to Florida. Her client base is down there. But she and I both really want to help you, Melvin. We love you very much. So just try it again and relax a little bit more. Try and just breathe, okay?
Okay.
And you have a sweet night and call us this week. We will help you. We love you, okay?
What's a good day?
Tomorrow's good for me.
Okay. All right. I thank you so much and thank both of you all so much.
God bless you, Melvin.
Yeah.
Right. Have a sweet night.
I love you.
And I'll be talking to you soon. God bless you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and my wonderful friend Jacqueline, we love doing the show with you. Want to wish you a happy and healthy week. Talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week. Good night.
Night.